Ann Romney is pushing forward with her fight against multiple sclerosis, and she's out with a new book that will raise funds for MS research.
Joining us now live on the KSL Newsline is Ann Romney herself. Good morning, Mrs. Romney.
Good morning.
What a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for your time this morning. As I was reading the book, I have to tell people, first of all, that it is an enjoyable read. And the title of the book is based on what happened when you learned of your diagnosis and what Mitt said to you. Would you share that with our audience?
You know, it is a pretty tough thing to go through in life when you get a diagnosis. It's a progressive illness, and you're feeling pretty vulnerable and weak. At the same time, you know that you have to somehow portray strength to those that are around you. You don't want to feel like a victim. So I have to say Mitt was extraordinary during this because he was with me the whole way. He was with me with all my doctor's appointments, and then he was with me for the actual diagnosis. And when the doctor left, he just looked at me, and we both cried. And he said, you know, we're in this together. This is not your fight alone. It's mine, too. And I don't care how sick you get. We'll be okay as long as we're together. So, you know, that was on one level, the title of the book. On the other level, this is meant to be an outreach to all people, because I feel like all of us that are struggling in life, and if it's not disease, if it's the death of a loved one, if it's a deep sorrow we have, I want us to feel as though we are all in this together, that life can be, it has its vicissitudes and it's difficult. And there are moments where it brings us all to our knees, and it's just necessary for us to be a community of hope for those that are suffering.
And I understand that your battle with MS was, in fact, one of the motivating factors for Mitt trying to change and changing the healthcare laws in Massachusetts. Isn't that right?
Well, you know, it was a piece of it. It wasn't the whole piece of it because, you know, he saw, again, how important it is when someone has a devastating illness to be able to get health care. And so he made it actually, it's frustrating for us to always think that Obamacare was fashioned after what we call Romney care, but because there was no added cost, what we did is we shifted the costs of because we were paying in Massachusetts, we were paying for everyone if they went to the emergency room, and we thought they would get so much better care if they were covered with normal health insurance, and that it ended up being a net neutral, possibility for us to do this in Massachusetts. At the same time, Mitt always said, this is not going to work in all states. This is going to work in Massachusetts. So the rest of the states have to figure out how to make these things work. So Mitt has always been opposed to a federal one-size-fits-all approach to this. But yes, it was very motivating for him to see the struggle I was going through, and he wanted to give access to everyone to get good health care.
Before you were diagnosed, you share some stories in the book about the challenges that you had as a mother of five boys. And I have to tell you, Ann, as I was reading this story that you shared about one day you were just up to here with your boys fighting, and I, as a mother of boys, I was reading that passage. Would you please tell the story of when you punched one of your boys?
Well, they weren't little boys. They were big boys. They were like 15 and 14, and they were really going at it. And I think they were really, you know, like in fisticuffs. And, you know, this is so frustrating when it's a parent. And, you know, at some point you just have, like a parent, you have a breaking point. I had a breaking point, and I got in the middle of the melee, and I punched one of them. And my father happened to be there. He was visiting, and he looked at all of this, and he knew what a sort of a gentle soul I was, and he looked, and he just shook his head, and he said, oh, Ann, what have those boys done to you?
I mean, this is one of the wonderful things about the book is that you share so much of yourself.
Right, and I understand you're going to be here in Utah, right, this weekend, signing some copies of the book?
Yes, we want people to come out. So on Thursday at 6 o'clock, I'm at BYU. Friday at 1 p.m., I'm at the Costco in Murray. And 7 p.m. and on Friday, Barnes & Noble in Sugar House. And then Saturday, I'm very excited about this, 6 p.m., Deseret Book is hosting me at City Creek. So I hope people at one of those Thursdays, Fridays, or Saturdays will be able to come out, and I'll be able to sign a book for you.
Thank you so much. Anne Romney, and I understand you'll be with Doug Wright tomorrow, so we'll get another chance to hear you. Anne Romney, her new book is In This Together, with us on the KSL In-Depth.